BBC News with David Austin. South Korea's President Park Geun-hye has likened the conduct of the captain and some crew members on board a sinking ferry to an act of murder. Correspondents say the strong words reflect the political pressure on the president following the ferry accident, which has left more than 300 people dead or missing. The American Vice President Joe Biden has arrived in Ukraine to offer new economic and technical support amid rising tensions between Kiev and Moscow. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the Ukrainian government of violating an accord reached in Geneva last week by failing to disarm radical groups. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved legislation making it simpler for Russian speakers in the former Soviet Union to acquire citizenship of Russia. It extends a law offering citizenship to Russian speakers in Ukraine's Crimea region. The new fast-track procedure is planned to take 3 months. The Boston Marathon has begun amid the tightest security the race has ever seen. During last year's event, bomb explosions killed 3 people and injured hundreds of others. The Speaker of Parliament in Syria says a presidential election will be held on June the 3rd, despite the continuation of the 3-year-long civil war. The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, is widely expected to win a third term in office. UN peacekeepers in South Sudan say anti-government forces killed hundreds of civilians in a mosque, a hospital, and a church when they captured the oil town of Bentiu last week. The UN agency condemned what it said was the targeted killings of civilians based on their ethnicity. The rebels deny the claims. Security officials in Iraq say 2 suicide car bombings aimed at police checkpoints have killed at least 16 people. In one attack, officials said the bomber drove a vehicle laden with explosives to a checkpoint in the town of Suwayra. BBC News.